Shopify presents cool sheets from aha to
lying awake while you bake isn't cool. I suffered from the wrong kind of hot in bed, heat-induced insomnia. That was my aha moment. Bed sheets that keep you cool. Then I thought, how do I even sell bed sheets? That's when I had the idea that made it all possible, signing up on Shopify. With the help of Shopify's intuitive online store creator, I started selling sustainable bamboo sheets that keep cool year-round. And my cool idea became a reality. Hot sleepers around the world rejoice. Shopify makes it simple to keep your cool while starting and growing your business. Start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. From aha to anything is possible.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And we have with us here tonight as our special guest, former County Commissioner Walter Skip Claypool, and also the Geauga County Tea Party activist, Jim McNeil. Now, you know, Skip and Jim, some years ago, when we had Agenda 21, and I remember going on to their internet. By the way, they had to move that up. They had to, because when Trump and others were emerging on the scene, they weren't going to do it in 2021. So they moved it, they changed it to 2030. And Trump, when his 4 years in office, and he put a real big dent in their agenda. But here, I remember back then, there were certain things that the Agenda 21 people had, and I remember reading, one of the things what they wanted to do is they wanted to expand city limits for 10 miles out, all around your major cities like Cleveland and Columbus and that. They wanted to build apartment buildings that were 33 stories high. They were specific, 33 stories high. And they wanted to move all of the population from the countryside into these apartments in the cities where they would keep an eye on. They wanted to restrict your travel. They even had their own ark. They even had their own ark because it was like a religious cult. And so, and a part of that in there was the depopulation of the world down to 500,000 people. And so, also, I remember what they were talking about, farming. And I know that they used the EPA. They come out and you might have a small farm, maybe 30, 40, 50 acres. And they would come on and they would find all kinds of EPA violations and tell you how you could probably never afford to fix all of these violations. They will do that, but if they do that, you have to agree to certain conditions. One of them is when you move or if you die, that your farm would go to one generation, to one relative. If after that, it has to go to the park system. Now, those were some of the old ones. Are they still the same? Are they still doing the same thing?
Pastor?
Yes.
I have a quote here I would like to make. This really has a major nexus from an origin standpoint at the UN Conference on Human Settlements, or Habitat One, held in Vancouver, British Columbia, in 1976. And Agenda Item 10 of the conference report, the preamble to it, I want to quote, land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contribute to social injustice. If unchecked, it may become a major obstacle in the planning and implementation of development schemes. The provision of decent dwellings and healthy conditions for the people can only be achieved if land is used in the interest of society as a whole. Public control of land use is therefore indispensable.
So they want to, again, they're like you're, these are bureaucrats. These are shadowy figures that work behind the scenes They know how to go in. They know how to corrupt offices. You have, in many times in these small cities or whatever, you'll have two sets of books. Things are, everything about it, it's like the Democratic Party is corrupt. There's nothing that's out there in the sunlight. Everything's in darkness. Skip, do you want me to open the phone lines and take some calls or no?
Sure. Do you have some calls?
No, we'll get some in a minute. All right, folks, we're going to open the phone lines now. If we could, I'd especially like to talk about people in Northeast Ohio. Now, I know this applies all over the country, but especially out there in the Northeast Ohio area, and those that have some understanding of what is taking place. If you have a question or a comment, the phone lines are open now at 888-677-9673. Those are the five counties, what they were, Lake, Ashtabula, Lorain, Portage, and Trumbull. Those are the five counties? Okay.
No. Yeah, it's Lake, Geauga County, Cuyahoga County, Medina, and Lorain.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's specifically what we're talking about now. But, again, this thing, by different names, is all across the country. And would you maybe want to hear from some people in other states where they're doing the same thing, but they have it under a different name?
Sure.
Okay.
I will tell you, I mean, just by, it gets a little complicated, a little muddy. NOACA is what they refer to as a metropolitan planning organization, established to take care of roads and bridges. They're like any other bureaucratic organization. If you allow them to get out of their box, to get out of their, you know, boundaries, they will. And that's what's happening. They're supposed to be taking care of our roads and bridges. They're not. And by the way, they do nothing. No planning. The county engineers in every one of those five counties do all the planning. They submit project plans to NOACA. NOACA is just the drug dealer that hands out the money. So our federal government takes our 18.5 cents a gallon gas tax from us, gives it back to us through the state. The state gives it to the 17 MPOs in Ohio. NOACA is one of those, and it's the worst. It's the biggest and most authoritarian. And then NOACA distributes the money based on favors, equity. You know, it didn't used to be that way. That's the way it is today under Grace DeLucci's leadership. So it is a typical Democrat, corrupt environment.
There's all right, we're going to take some calls. Who do we have?
We got Dale in Michigan.
Let's go to Michigan with Dale. Dale, you're in the air.
Gentlemen, I want to ask you a question about something. Years ago, we had what was called a federal land patent, which was granted to us by the federal government.
Dale, you got to turn off your radio because all I'm here. Yeah, you got to turn that off.
Because I'm really troubled about this coming up. Oh, please, give me 1 second. Please.
All right, go ahead. Take your time. All right. Okay, is he there?
Waiting for him. I just, in the Communist Manifesto, number one, abolition of private property. Abolition of private property is platform number one of the Communist Manifesto, and you just read that we don't need private property in America. We need government controlling the property,
and,
right?
And think about the Western Reserve Land Conservancy that destroys private property rights all over Northeast Ohio.
No.
So does that mean our Constitution is annulled and our government, which we were founded under, has no rights? And even though we got that land patent thing with the government seal on it stating that they cannot turn around and come against us to take that property or come against us only for war. But this is criminal. Bill Clinton in 1992 wanted to do away with the federal land patent. And, you know, all the people throughout the United States listening to this ought to start getting up with arms pretending what they're trying to do to us. And I'm just so wound up over it. They're going to have to cut my head off because I'm not going to go along with it.
Well, and the Constitution today is basically a piece of paper because, for the most part, we are not following the Constitution.
Can't
and that
come up
just makes me stay awake at night.
It was interesting because, you know, last night we talked about, we did a little piece with Katie Hobbs out of Arizona, the one that ran for governor against Carrie Lake. And they had a private, illegitimate, very illegitimate swearing in. Again, the very same thing, the corruption and the voter fraud. But they asked, they were trying to ask her when she was taking the oath, the people that were administrating, they were laughing. They were laughing so hard, like, do you swear to uphold the Constitution? And it was like, what a joke, you know. To them, it was just funny because, you know, again, you're absolutely right. These are communists. They're very anti-Constitution.
We take all
We've been
serious.
Trying to tell people on this radio program for a long time, this nation is experiencing a communist revolution. We are in the middle of one. And we have been trying to warn the people for years that this is a communist takeover, and we've explained how they use all these different things to do it, and we keep coming back. I don't think people believe the truth. They're afraid of the truth. They hear this is a revolution. They go, poo-poo, it can't happen in America. But like you said, they're doing it one step at a time, one little step, one state here, one place there. Change one law here, and there's enough gradualism that enough people do not understand what's going on at one time to raise enough interest to stop it. Would you agree with that, Skip?
Absolutely. If you sit on the NOACA board, I heard one of the board members, and keep in mind there's 42 board members that are elected officials. They're not my elected official in Geauga County. They're, you know, the city of Euclid or you know, downtown Cleveland or whatever. There's downtown Cleveland and Cuyahoga County, those people who are all progressive and they're proud of that, and you use that term all the time, could give a care less about the surrounding communities, Lorain, Medina, Lake County, Geauga County. The people in the surrounding county should leave NOACA and should have an absolute fit. We should have a revolution. We should have people, 30 and 40 and 100 at a time, from every of those counties going to the NOACA board meeting, telling their representatives, leave NOACA. Because it is counter to their best interest to sit on this board and let Cleveland and Cuyahoga County, who control that board, every county, all the other counties combined, their vote, could not change anything on that board because it's completely controlled by Cleveland and Cuyahoga County.
Skip, if you can go back to the beginning of NOACA, it was originally constructed that each of the counties in the MPO basically had equal voting power. And then
when it was originally created, every county had three representatives. So every county, at that time Cleveland had three county commissioners. So every county had three county commissioners. Cleveland was allowed to have a representative for the mayor. The mayor could be on there, and the county engineers. Geauga County was the one county that didn't allow. We weren't allowed to have a county engineer because we were so small. But if you think for a second, Cleveland and Cuyahoga County think to care less. And by the way, they don't understand. They don't appreciate rural areas. So if you're in Lorain or Medina County in a rural area, they're just going to roll over you. You better wake up. Because your life is changing.
Well, all right. The bottom line to this is Satan is setting up his kingdom on earth here, and that's what it's about, because the Bible says it's so.
Yep, you're right. All right, thank you. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Aaron.
Hey, Ed, go ahead.
Two quick things. Concerning this Kevin McCarthy situation. I'm very, very pro challenging these rhinos, and to the point that I don't think that anyone should think they deserve anything. It's to the point that you get it if you deserve it, and it's to the point that apparently there are some people that don't think that this guy, Kevin McCarthy, And this other dude in the Senate is even worse. So what it comes down to, I have no problem with people challenging the system. And then it's like you have all of the media and all of these rhinos saying that these people are just disrupting the system. And I think they should.
Well, you're right. Let me tell you what it's all about here. Here's what it's all about. Those people, that Matt Gaetz, those people that you're talking about, Butts and Margaret Green, all those people that you're talking about, they understand. They hear from their constituents. They hear people, we're tired of rhinos. We're tired of being betrayed. We are tired of being betrayed. They're tired of being betrayed, too. You see people, and of course, he's got a reputation of bowing down and giving in. You know, that's the problem with McCarthy. You know, and this is why they all want Jim Jordan, because Jim Jordan is the perfect example of the kind of congressman that we want. And you know, here it's an interesting thing, because Jim Jordan, when he was trying to make a comparison about two total opposites, he said whether it's Jordan himself or Joyce, Dave Joyce, meaning the congressman out here in our area. And they are totally opposites, okay? And so Jordan is absolutely no compromise at all. And this is where, and this is why they want him. But you see, he don't want that. He wants to be where he's at because he wants to head up these investigations. And he wants to go after the communist big time, you know. So that's what that's all about, Ed.
Yeah, just one other thing.
Go ahead.
I wanted to bring something up. I was reading Dave Joyce's most recent report to us, his constituents, and he was so proud that he was named the 31st, number 31, most bipartisan representative. That just reeks rhino.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He's all the time. He has no backbone, and he has no principles on which he can operate.
I can't remember the last time he came to one of our Tea Party meetings.
Just one other quick thing. Concerning this situation, and it's not just this football player, but concerning the situation, you know, that happened, I think it's not only ironic, I think it's rather horrific that if anyone bothers to even bring up this vaccine situation concerning all of these young people dropping like flies, it's like you're a criminal.
We bring it up here all the time, and last night, look, at all of those football players were forced by the NFL. They were forced to take the poisonous poke. They were forced. Now, the ones that refused to do it were put on the bench. And but so there you go. So that kind of tells you. And by the way, you had before the vaccine came out. World, we're talking about worldwide as far as athletes that were dying on the field, or in, you know, whether on a skating ring in the field, a soccer, tennis, or whatever. They were averaging before the vaccine 28 a year. Now this is. This was on Tucker Carlson tonight. Now that has gone from 28 to 1,500 a year. So even by Common Core math.
Well, it's real evident. I mean, if you say anything, it's like you're just smashed.
Yeah, well, already the fake news media is out there. The first thing they're saying is, don't say it's got to do with the vax, okay? They're doing their job. They're supporting Pfizer, who is their master. Got to move on, Ed. Thanks for calling. Who did you have next? Okay, let's go out to California. We got Rose. Rose, you're in the air, but we want to kind of talk about Agenda 2030 or OMACA. Go ahead. Rose? Are you there, Rose? Are you there, Rose? Where'd Rose go? Okay, Rose wants to fall asleep. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. I just want to ask your guest. You know, they brought up roads, bridges. You know, you go back 5-8 years, the Army Corps of Engineers rated the roads and bridges D-. And you've got rust. Is they say as much as 2% of the economy is rust. You know, once you start not maintaining that, what's the downside to this? Are there even enough people doing this? And if they're funneling money away from this, you know, how precarious is that to have buildings falling down, bridges potentially falling down, roads, you know, collapsing?
Yeah, so let me address that. And thank you for... Thanks for bringing that up. Let me address that real quick, because right after Obama got into office, he handed out $2 trillion. Have you seen any bridges being worked on? He gave away, he is bankrupting this country, handing money out. And I can tell you, I was a township trustee, and he gave our little township of 10,000 people $500,000 that we did not need. We didn't need the money. We were well funded for everything. So I voted no to taking it because we didn't need the money, and I knew that it was going to be bankrupting our grandkids. And I said no. But the other two trustees, greedy son of a guns that they are, took the money and they pissed it away. Excuse me, Pastor Sanders, for that way, because it makes me mad. That's what is going on. Your government is wasting this money. They're directing it into favors for people, paying people off. I mean, look at the salary for the director for the transit organization in Cleveland. Go look up his salary. It's freedom of information. All you got to do is call his office and say, I want to know what your salary is. Take a look at his salary and then ask him how many hours he puts in a week. You and I worked our butts off probably during our lives. And you look at some of these government fat cats and how much money they're making and how much money we are wasting in this government, and nothing's getting better. Why is that? I don't know why that is. It's very interesting to me. Skip?
I know why. The government spends the money to buy votes to keep the Democratic Party in power. It has nothing to do with good governance. It has nothing to do with taking care of the environment or roads and bridges. It's all about buying votes. If you look at all of these bills, even this last omnibus bill, there were just money spent all over the place. There was about, if I remember right, close to $12 million went to LGBT funding and funding community workspaces for women and gender expansion, special services for grants for museums, just junk stuff, mentoring programs for youth, transgendered youth, not unemployed or anything, but all just, you go down the list, and you look at all these bills, and it's always, even back with the... when we had the big crisis and they poured the money, they were giving money to a lady that stripped naked, dipped herself in chocolate, and then had men lick the chocolate off her. And that was one of the things that the government funded. Remember when we were having that economy crash to create jobs? That was one of the shovel-ready jobs. Another was a gay theater somewhere in San Diego, and kept the gay theater running. In the meantime, there was no construction, you know, things like this that we really needed. That's the problem. Money spent to buy votes.
Skip has a very good piece of information.
Money handed out to
talk
people
about
so they,
how much gas tax
and it was rescuing
the county sends in
when we get back.
Okay, hold it, fellas, Wait a minute. Go ahead, Jim.
I said I'd like to have Skip comment on the amount of gasoline tax money that we send into essentially Funalaca, and how much of it comes back to our county in construction projects or any other infrastructure or any other needed projects. It's an alarming statistic, and Skip does it very well. I think it would be great for your audience to hear it.
Yeah, we contribute about $10.5 million. We in Geauga County, little Geauga County, 95,000 registered cars. We contribute about $10.5 million to the federal gas tax system. And that gets combined with everybody else. We got 95,000 people. So if you take and double that, so Lake County has double our population. So they're paying in about $25 million. Medina County pays in about the same. Lorain County has a big population, so they're probably paying in about $30 million. And Nuwaka takes it all. They get $35 million to hand out to their favorite people, and based on equity and transfer of wealth, and they keep it all in Cuyahoga and Cleveland, the Cleveland area. So we get nothing back out of the $10.5 million that we in Geauga County. If there's any Geauga County people listening, we're contributing $10 million to Cleveland and Cuyahoga County every year, and we get nothing back. We're paying $21 million, almost $22 million, into the state of Ohio, but there we do get money. Our townships get about $1 million. We get about $4 million back at the county level. So we're getting some money back, nowhere near the $21 million we pay in.
All right. Give them a website that you mentioned, the website about Nuwaka, where they could go to and look at this. But very, very important that tomorrow night at the West Geauga Library. Now, that's right across the parking lot from the West Geauga High School, folks. So if all you have to do is you can't miss the high school. It's pretty big. And it's about 2 miles north of Route 87 on Route 306, or about 2 miles south of Route 322 on Route 306 there in Chesterland. So, and the meeting is at 6:30. But give them that website that you were talking about, Skip.
Well, if you wanted to get more information on Nuwaka and other things that are going on at the Geauga County Tea Party, you can go to the geaugacountyteaparty.com. And so I put a bunch of stuff on that website about the meeting tomorrow night and what we're going to be talking about. There's some information on some of the nonsense they're promoting. I mean, if you look at their climate science, and really Jim McNeil, who's on this phone, is a world-class expert on all of the gases and the CO2 and the hockey stick and all the climate change nonsense. Nuwaka tries to promote the bad science. I'm good at looking at the data. I can point out bad data to you in a heartbeat.
Go ahead and mention the website.
And Nuwaka's got lots of that.
He just did.
But Jim is great at pointing out all of the flaws in the climate change arguments that they make. But we have some of that on the Geauga County Tea Party website. If you want to go do homework yourself on Nuwaka or on ICLEI, you just type in ICLEI. That's ICLEI. That's a Marxist organization located in Bonn, Germany. And they've got it, ICLEI USA. And they're not shy about putting out their globalist nonsense, and it's globalist. Why Nuwaka would team with a Marxist foreign organization rather than teaming with an American organization to set American policy in our region, and why we wouldn't have our elected officials sitting on every one of those boards making decisions, it is not beyond me, because I know exactly what they're doing.
They're, all right, that's the jug. That website is the JeaugaCountyTeaParty.com, did you say?
Yes, the Geauga County Tea Party website is JeaugaCountyTeaParty.com.
Okay, very good. We'll be back right after this.
So if you want to go to NOACA.com, look up NEO 2050, because a lot of the goofiness happens on that NEO 2050 website.
All right. We'll be right back right after this.
None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. For all of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a man whose life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon be revealed, and it will set you free. The truth will set you free, just like he set me free. Lost sheep wandering in this world, who grope through the darkness, who stumble and fall, your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name, he's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide you. Because he is the way. Yes, Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, came from the Father and laid see the day, who patiently wait for his kingdom to come. Your sins have been cleansed by the blood of a man whose death on the cross paid the price. There's only one name and it's only through his sacrifice obtain his life, because he is the life. The name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Alrighty, we are back. Folks, a lot of you have been calling wanting to know, how do you spell NOACA? It's spelled N-O-A-C-A. It's N-O-A-C-A. And as far as ICLEI, I'm not sure about how to spell ICLEI. Skip?
I-C-L-E-I.
I-C-L-E-I. I-C-L-E-I. ICLEI. So there you go. Now, you can find out by going to our website, Geauga County Tea Party website, and you can get that. That's GeaugaCountyTeaParty.com, GeaugaCountyTeaParty.com. And so all that information's up there, too. So that's what you do. And we'll take another call. Who do we have next? Okay. All righty. Okay, well, I guess we were going on so long, the folks all fell asleep out there that was on the line. But anyhow, again, tomorrow night, for you folks in Northeast Ohio, Skip, you're going to be talking about telling a lot of information that you're not able to give out here at this radio program. But you're going to be doing that at the library tomorrow night, Geauga County Library, at 6:30. And then tell us about, on the 10th, in Middlefield, tell us what's going to happen there at the Middlefield Library.
Well, you'll see on the Geauga County Tea Party website, there's a schedule of locations, five locations across the five counties, that NOACA will have people in various libraries. And so their plan is to have a proctor, a representative from NOACA in each of the libraries. They like to control the presentations. They love Zoom because they don't have to worry about people getting out of control and speaking out. And we used to go to the meeting to disrupt them, and they didn't like that. So they love this Zoom because they can control them. So they'll have a proctor in the room. They'll have a Zoom presentation so you get to hear what their climate change action plan is all about. Then they're going to take public comments and input. And to everybody, the meeting tomorrow night is really to talk about a plan to address each of those meetings and have people at every one of those meetings. And then as a follow-up to that, I'm hoping that we'll have enough people who have an interest to show up at the board meeting downtown Cleveland to address the members of NOACA and tell them to knock it off.
And when is that board meeting going to be?
I don't know. I'll have to look at the schedule for NOACA. But we'll talk about that tomorrow night.
I'll know what
the board meeting date is tomorrow night.
All righty. So, folks, again, that's at the Geauga County, or that's the West Geauga Library, West Geauga Library in Chesterland. It's on Route 306. Again, it's about 2 miles north of 87 or about 2 miles south of 322. And again, it's at 6:30. I would definitely try to come on out and find out, because if I was to say that these people, they want to take away your freedoms, they want to take away your property. This is what I'm telling you, basically, and control every aspect of your life. This is what it's all about. And you really need to be, this is why we're here, to explain it, to tell you. What does the Bible say? Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we're trying to be here. We are the counterparts of NBC, ABC, CBS. They know all about this. And their job is to push it and promote it. Folks, they're the opposition. So you really need to try to get out there tomorrow. You really do.
Well, actually, Pastor, they're more than the opposition. They are the revolution in place. And I want to remind folks, how many of you remember seeing Lion King? We got children or grandchildren. And I just a thought. Remember when Scar cheated to win the title? It was all about cheating, deceiving. And then when Scar became king, the Pride Land was overrun with, quote, the evil, wicked hyenas. And the lions lost everything they had built and maintained. It sounds kind of like an analogy of the United States of America. We had this constitutional republic,
And through theft and cheating, we now have hyenas running things and turning our beautiful republic into a socialist hell. I just thought I'd mention that.
Well,
you know, that's a real good analogy.
Pastor,
yeah, go ahead, Jim.
The address for the Geauga West Library is 13455. 13455 Chillicothe Road, Chillicothe, Chillicothe Road in Chesterland.
Okay, which we always just refer to as Route 306. Okay, yes, folks, there you go. 13455 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland at 6:30 tomorrow. Okay, did you say we had a caller?
AC and Timothy.
Okay, AC, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You mentioned Franklin Graham at the beginning of the program, okay? And
yeah.
In the spring of 2021, you had Dr. Tenpenny as a guest, and you played a clip where Franklin Graham said, if Jesus were here today, he would take the vaccine.
He's not saying that now. He took it. Franklin took it, and he had a real major problem. I think he had myocarditis on that. But do you notice he doesn't push it anymore?
All right. Well, he never walked it back, though, did he?
I don't know. I don't know if he ever did, but I think his silence on it is a big message, as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I don't know. Yeah.
Well, him doing that, the Holy Spirit was deeply grieved by him doing that, and he should have walked it back. And Dr. Tenpenny predicted on your show not to expect him to do that. And I have no recollection that he ever did walk it back. And, you know, he needs to consider the beam in his own eye before he judges this, you know, Amy Grant. And I agree, what she endorsed was wrong. You know, I'm not agreeing with her, but Franklin Graham did incredible damage to the body of those who are trusting in Jesus, and he needs to undo this.
Yeah, well, I think Franklin Graham is, I think his heart was in the right place. He trusted a corrupt government, which he never should have trusted, but he's not the only. There's a number of these mega churches out there that actually allowed, they got government funding, and they actually used their churches and they brought them in where they were giving the vaxes right at the churches, and they got paid to do that by government. And so, now, the ones that did that, you're not hearing anything from them now. They're very quiet now because we told you what would happen. We told you, and what we told you is happening now. People are dying left and right. People, their personalities, many people who took the shot, their personalities have changed completely. And so the more of that comes out. Now, tonight, you know, what we said a long time ago, and it was on Tucker Carlson tonight, the very same guys that we had on the radio program over a year ago. And just like, in fact, it was funny, because, Ehrlich, when we talked about Ehrlich last night, and guess what? He was featured on Tucker Carlson tonight, and those very same scientists that we had on the program, some of them going back to the 70s, they refuted him, and those that are still alive out there, you know, these young scientists now are refuting him now because... the guy was, you know, everything he wrote was a lie, you know.
Well, but, he's the one that said that Q-tips were going to destroy the planet, right?
Q-tips and disposable diapers and acid rain, and we were going to be in a total ice age, and 1988 would be the end. It would be the end.
Yeah, it was going to be the end. We'd all freeze to death.
Yeah.
Well,
and so
I'm a big user of Q-tips. I love them.
Yeah, well, if we freeze to death, it's your fault then. Already. All right. Okay. Well, thanks, and let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Yes. Good evening. Happy New Year to all. I wasn't able to get a hold of you.
on or before the actual New Year. We're off to a rousing start. The Rhinos are showing their true colors. And Ephesians 5:11 is just, we're going to have to stand on that. And we just have to keep exposing it and just keep telling the truth. Because we're to know the truth, and the truth's going to set us free. And then we hope that none should perish, but we have to preach truth. We can't sugarcoat it. If they want to stick to their guns and not repent and not change their ways and not do as the Constitution says and what the Bible says and all the other things that those of us that are Christians and patriots are standing on, then you get what you get. You make those choices, and choices have consequences.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And, I want to applaud your guests this evening. I was looking on their web pages and looking up some information about their agenda for this 2030 and 2040 and 2050. You know what? God's laughing. They're making plans, albeit evil plans, and God is still in control. We keep my eyes upon the cross. And Joshua 24:15 every day says, choose whom you're going to serve. Well, since the cross has already been taken care of, and it's an empty cross, by the way, for anybody out there that wants to still keep looking at him on the cross, he's long been off that cross. And he's coming back, and he's coming back soon. And he's going to be riding on a white horse, and he's going to split the Kidron Valley, and it's going to be hell to pay.
Well, you've got that absolutely right, everything you said.
So we got to keep our boots on, dig them deep in the sand, put deeper boots on, put waders on if you have to. But never give in, never give up, and may God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Well, you're right. God has raised us up. The very fact that we are here right now for such a time as this, meaning that God has raised us up for this time, and now we are to run to this battle. You know, this is, it's like he's saying, okay, you're here. Get out there and show me what you're made of. And that's what we are to do.
And call a woman a woman, and a man, and marriage between a man and a woman, and so on and so forth. I am just tired of people that want to redefine everything and revisionist history and this and that and the other. Look, are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, I'm hearing clicking on the background. I know there's always nefarious fools out there that think they're going to stop. God's message and any patriotism and any Christian values moving forward will not be thwarted. They can try, but they're not going to win in the end. So the message has to keep getting out. We have to keep asking that God gives us length of days, those that are here spreading the word, that we keep supporting each other, and we keep telling the truth, and may God get the glory.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Timothy. God bless you. And all of the folks out there that have... tomorrow, I wanted to say, we have a very important announcement that's going to affect everybody on all the stations that we're on tomorrow. And so we're going to be, keep us in prayer on that. And, well, it's going to be a very interesting year because the enemy knows his time is short. And his children know that the time is short, too. And so we'll see what happens here. I mean, the Rhinos and the Republicans out there in the Congress, you know, they're dumb enough to, you know, I know that the Democrats don't have 218 seats, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see some of the Rhino Republicans turn around and vote for the opposition, the Democrat, as far as being Speaker of the House. I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. So there you go. Some of the bipartisan, as they call them. We're out of time for tonight. Joe, you know what time it is, don't you?
I sure do. And it's not howdy duty time. It's the Lord's time.
So go ahead.
Romans chapter 8. I want to read something. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. if we are joint heirs with Jesus, if we are led by the Spirit, and we are adopted children, how do we get that way? Do we get that way by saying I'm a Christian? No. That doesn't get us to be sons of God. It doesn't give us the Holy Spirit of God. If we want to become saved, if we want to be, well, we have to become saved and born again to become those children of God, led by the Spirit, because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have to go to the Father and repent. Repent of the sins that we've committed that put His Son on the cross. Remember, Scripture said, you know, God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He was the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. And when we come to the realization that our sins are why that Jesus had to go to the cross, when we call upon the Father, ask for forgiveness of those sins from the heart, then we will be forgiven. Then we can ask Jesus Christ to come in and be Lord of our life. And He can give us that down payment on eternal life, that indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we now do not have a religion. We now have an extreme personal relationship with God Himself through Jesus Christ, through the indwelling of that Holy Spirit, and we become this born-again believer, this child of the kingdom, sons and daughters of God Himself, and joined heirs with Jesus in everlasting life. That is how you become a true, true Christian, a true born-again believer. And it's a decision that you have to make. You have to make it from the heart. You have to believe, and through belief, you will be forgiven and born again. It is the greatest decision you will ever, whoever you are, male, female, young, old, tall, short, doesn't matter, the greatest decision that can be made in your life, where you will spend eternity.
Joe, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's going to happen to every single, everybody out there listening to us is going to die, aren't they?
They are, and they will go one place or the other.
That's exactly right. There's no in-between. You've got God's word on that, and well, I'm going to tell you. So, folks, there you go. It's up to you. The Lord Jesus has done all the heavy lifting. He's given you an out. You don't have to spend eternity in hellfire. You can avoid that. God has given you. God is most merciful. And He tells you very, very clearly, call upon the name of the Father. Call upon the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Be sincere. And then ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. And you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. You'll become a new creature, a born-again believer. And you'll be on your way right there to eternal life. So, we're out of time for tonight. Skip, I want to thank you and Jim for being here tonight. And until, well, as we get to this point every night, we say good night. God bless, and always, 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 let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.